Hey, this is Olivier from Microsoft OpenTech. Today I'm speaking about a new plugin that MS OpenTech is contributing to the Apache Cordova developers. And this plugin is called WebSQL. The idea is to provide a way to store data in a database format and to be able to use SQL syntax in order to do transactions, searches, find data in your database. And the other big advantage of this plugin is that your data will remain persistent across the reboots and restarts of your application. So imagine you have a database that is local and persistent for your application, and you can use your usual SQL calls in order to access them. So on iOS and Android, you had WebSQL that is kind of common across the WebKit browsers. However, WebKit is not used on Windows and Windows Phone, therefore, we're not able to use any available WebSQL plugins. Well, MS OpenTech has leveraged the support for SQLite on Windows and Windows Phone to make available a new plugin called WebSQL, but that allows you to go across platforms, iOS, Android, Windows Phone and Windows 8 in a single way. So, if you want to check this plugin out, you go to plugins.cordova.io and you can actually search for WebSQL in there. And the first one you're going to find is the MS OpenTech one. So you see that's the main we're going to use. If you look at the plugin itself, you can find some more information on the GitHub repository of ours. I will show you in a second how that works. You have a couple of prerequisites before you go ahead and want to use that plugin. The first one is that you need to have special Windows 8, and you have to have the SQLite for WinRT support because that's what's going to use in the context of Windows Web App. So WebSQL is used in the context of web browsers, and Windows 8 Apache Cordova does not use web browser. It directly uses the Windows Web App model. So you're going to have to install that before using the plugin. So here I have that installed. I will show you rapidly using command lines how to build an application that takes advantage of this new WebSQL plugin. So I'm in one of my folders. I will create a new application called Demo WebSQL, for example. I will go into this folder. It's just been created. If you want to learn more about how to develop with Cordova with the command line tools, you can find plenty of information on the apache.cordova.io.org website. So here, what I will do is add platforms. The one I'm going to add first is Windows Phone 8. I will add Windows 8 to show how that works. And I will add Android also. As a matter of fact, cannot develop for Windows Phone yet on my device here, because I'm running Windows. So there we go. Platform add Android. So the way you can add plugins in your project is to invoke the registry, the Cordova plugin registry, which is on the plugins cordova.io website, just show you. And the way you do that in command line tools is calling Cordova plugin add, and this one will be com.msopentech. Dot web SQL. And if I got it all right, it's fetching and installing in the various sub projects. Now I want to put some code that will demonstrate how that works. So let me open an explorer in the .dub.dub folder. I'm gonna be willing to change some of the files here. The goodness is that if you look at the plugin itself that has been installed, the SQL one, there's a folder called test where there's a sample application. I will use that code actually to make it faster, and we'll show you how the code is written. So I just have to overwrite the content of my .dub.dub folder, which is that cross-platform web code that's going to be deploying native apps using Cordova. And now what I have, if I look at the JavaScript file, well, the index file is a few buttons and then a div to display some results. And here I will show you the JavaScript code to show you how simple it is to use the WebSQL plugin in your Cordova application. Let me zoom a little bit. This is my app, and I have a few functions that I can use because the test code is available in the plugin itself when you install it. On error, it will display an error with a label of what error message has been sent back. On success, we'll just like log that in the console and actually call a function get all to-do items to display the items of my to-do list. This example is about a simple to-do list that is created. There's a function called open database. You can see here it's as simple as calling one API called open database with the name and size and a return function. You have a create table and a function here in that sample, and what that one does actually, it calls a db.transaction using usual SQL transaction commands. So create table if not exists to do. That's pretty familiar for those of you who know and have been working with SQL. Here is another function add to do that actually is also calling a database transaction and asks for the execution of that insert into to do something and with values. So I think that's pretty straightforward. You can insert that code here to see how that works. What I'm going to do is compile and show you rapidly how that works. So in calling the Cordova build command, it's going to build for three platforms. So Windows Phone 8, Windows 8, and Android. So the first one I'm going to show you is, let's say, Windows 8, for example. Okay, there we go. So let me run on the local machine, Cordova run Windows 8. It generates the application package, deploys on my local machine, and then we'll run it. There we go. That's my Cordova application. So as you can imagine, you have these three buttons and a text view. A text input, sorry. So here I'm going to open the database that basically calls the open database function. Here I will, actually what I can do is that I'll show you side by side what's going on. Let me bring my desktop back here, right? Okay, so I click open database and it called that open database function. I'm creating the table called to do. Right, because that's the only one I have here, or opening it if it exists. And then I can add items. So let me, for example, add a first one called buy bread. A second one will be record a demo video. There we go. So you see my two items here have been created. I can create a third one, record a better video. There we go. I can then go ahead and delete that one. So that's it. I have my database has been generated just to show you how that works. I'm going to kill that application now here and I'm going to restart it. So it's been generated as Hello Cordova. It's restarting the app. I will open the database, open the table, and here are my items that are brought back. If I want to delete that one, for example, there you go. I can, again, just kill the application. And then if I want to restart it, Hello Cordova, it's here. And you'll see I only have two items when I open the database and the table itself. Great. So you see how that works. It's persistent across restarts, and it's using SQL in order to manipulate for my JavaScript applications. That's pretty cool. And I want to show you how that works actually in Windows Phone 8. Cordova emulate Windows Phone 8. And here, nothing magic. Deploying the same application written with the exact same web code onto my Windows Phone 8 device. Once again, it's using Web SQL under the hood. I'm going to open a database, create the table. I will add a first item. Okay. And the first item is going to be buy milk For example, okay, adding it to my list, and you see here the first element. Then I can add another one, and this one will be go to the movie. Okay, add an item. There you go. And obviously, if I kill the application and restart it, it's called Hello Cordova. It will be the last one I just created here. I will open the database, open the table itself, and you see by mail go to the movie. I have my persistent data using SQL, and in the back it's using SQLite. Now let me show you the last one, and the last one is on Android, and on Android it's using WebSQL. But that plugin is really leveraging what the platforms have to offer, and the goodness of that, it's the same API across the various platforms from your JavaScript code. So here I have my Android emulator. It's generated the APK, and it will deploy it to the emulator, and I will show you how that runs. So here we go. My application is now launched, and I can open the database. I will then create the new table, the to-do table, hitting the create button. And next is about adding some to-do items. Okay, so now I have it added these three items. What I'm going to do is kill the app. And I will relaunch the application. And open the database. And open the table, and now I see my list of items that have been repopulated underneath. So you've just seen how easy it is to use the WebSQL plugin for Cordova to add persistent database storage using a SQL type of database, and it's using WebSQL on devices that have WebKit browsers, and it uses SQLite, but it's very similar to you. On Windows 8 device and Windows Phone 8. So you are welcome to go and fetch that new WebSQL plugin for Cordova on our repository or from the Apache Cordova plugins registry. Thanks for watching that.